Well, we're here for our weekly chat with head men's hockey coach Ben Barr. So you had to go into weekend after weekend off. How difficult is it to prepare for two teams, even though you've got a day in between?
We really just prepare for one. Obviously, you don't have time to go and practice a lot of stuff that you're going to do for the second team, but you prepare for the Friday game, and then you take it from there as soon as that game's over.
Friday game should be an interesting game. I mean, I know the guys are going to be ready to play. They've got a lot to play for. And I realize also that we can talk about home field advantage or home rink advantage. It's not as big a deal, I don't think, in Hockey East as it used to be. But obviously the place will be full. What do you think you guys need to do better this time out against BU?
Against UNH?
UNH.
Okay. BU. We played UNH in an exhibition. Didn't seem like that long ago, but it's probably going on a couple months now. They're playing really, really well. Yeah. And so I think they're a very similar team to us. They work extremely hard. So, you know, for us, it's going to be, who has the best details, work ethic in the game.
Yeah, I was thinking BU because UNH had beaten them.
Yeah.
New Hampshire always comes in here and plays hard. I've never seen a New Hampshire team not play well here. And they seem to take that rivalry very seriously. Do you think there's an advantage to the idea of rivalry games, or do you think that's just a lot of hype that gets in the way?
Obviously there's a lot of history there. A lot of the kids don't know the history, but yeah. You know, they feel the energy in the building, and that's usually what, you know, makes games feel different from one to the next or whatever. But for us, the energy in the building is awesome every night. So
yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be a whole lot different, environment from what our guys are used to, but that's usually what kind of makes the rivalry games maybe stand out a little bit.
I noticed when watching UNH down at Colby that they, like BC, they like to come down the middle. They like to come straight at you. They're not a sort of chip it along the boards and chase team. Does that put more pressure on your forwards to back check better?
I don't know if it's back checking or if it's just when you have the puck and putting it in, you know, making sure you take care of it. And that's I've probably said that to you every week playing against, BU and BC and Quinnipiac the last 3-4 weeks. But when you have teams that like to, that like to attack and make plays on the rush or in transition, it means you have to, when you have the puck on your tape, do something productive with it. And that's doesn't always mean you're getting a scoring chance. That's making them come 200 feet.
Well, you've also mentioned how the freshman defenders have been getting better and better. Is a break a time when you can go to them and say, okay, these are the you come here. This is where we're trying to get to, and this is what you've got to do. Does it give you time to do that?
A little bit. We gave our guys a weekend off, which I think is good. Mentally, I think it's good. Can we get that? As a coach, you're always working. Can you get that? That edge back after you take a couple of days off. But we do that with our guys, Bruce, we tape every practice. I think what our staff tries to do, and a lot of this is Elfie and Jason and Fonzie, is like, we don't want there to be any gray area in what we're asking from our players. And all the players know, like, if what they can be better at, what they need to work on, and the really good ones will work on those things, and you'll see visible improvement from week to week, hopefully. And that's kind of what we're trying to get to here.
You had a chance to get albeit a fairly short look at your other Swedish goaltender. I think he made four or five saves and or six, whatever it was, in the end of the last game. What do you see him playing a little bit more, being able to share some of the load with Victor, or is it still a process for him?
No, I think every week is, as a goal, if, when you have a guy that's played the majority of your games for the last 2+ years, there's a certain comfortability you have with that. That's not always good. It's not, and not saying that's not good for, not always good for Victor.
Yeah.
Albin gives us another option that you're comfortable with. And I think every week it should be a week-to-week thing, game-to-game thing. And that's not anything to take away from what Victor does. That'll make Victor better, and it'll make Elvin better. And that's because our players and our defensemen and our forwards all have that daily competition where they know they have to have a good practice or they're not going to play in the weekend. And it's important to have that in net and as well. And that's what we're trying to get to. And I think Elvin did. That's not an easy situation to come into. He saw some really good chances. He was very poised. He's a very confident, poised young man. And so I think he's only going to help us in that. And I think every game going forward will be, hey, whoever had the better week in practice will play.
Well, and that's got to – I mean, I think that's got to make the whole team feel good, knowing that. Well, I'm really excited. I think everybody is for a good weekend, and wish you the best of luck. And, boy, I tell you, I watched a lot of college hockey over the weekends, and hockey's a really good league.
It's tough.
Tough every night.
No question. Thanks, Bruce.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Okay.